Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSPMAG24. Whether we are there or not, ITSP Magazine still gets the best stories. Plenty of conferences and events spark our curiosity and allow us to start conversations with some of the world's brightest minds. In person or virtually, Sean Martin and Marco Cappelli go on location and sit down with them at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Together, we discover what the synergy of these three elements means for the future of humanity.
Marco,
Sean,
we're heading to a place you just drove through, I think.
Yeah, yes. I drove through a lot of places a couple of weeks ago. So
I know
you're gonna have to give me more than that.
I don't think you actually drove this far down, though. You drove above it.
I could have. There is another route that goes a little south.
So yeah,
we're doing like a geographic little quiz.
I don't think you did the loop, though. Maybe that's Houston. I'm thinking. Anyway, where? We want to be in Dallas, Texas. A lot of people will be in Dallas, Texas soon for an event that caught my attention. It's the Mike Annual Conference, Minorities in Cyber Annual Conference. And shout out to Melanie Ensign, who's one of the speakers there. I saw as many things that prompt conversations for me. I saw a post on LinkedIn that Melanie was going to be at this event. And I looked at the agenda and I was like, I want to know more. And there's some really cool conversations. So Melanie connected me with Mary Chaney. Mary, thank you so much for being part of this.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
And we're excited to chat about what you've done. So the second year for the conference, hosted by Mike, and you get all the fun of bringing everybody together to make this happen. I'm sure there's a team involved. We're going to get into what some of the topics are, the themes, who's speaking. Before we get there, though, I'd like to know a little bit more about who Mary is. We have some common friends. So maybe a brief view of some of the things you've done in the past and where you are today and what you're up to. And then we'll get into the organization.
Oh, absolutely. So, as you pointed out, my name is Mary Chaney. I have about 30 plus years of experience in cybersecurity, privacy risk management. Started my journey as an IT geek. So I have my undergraduate degree is in information systems. And then I went to law school. So I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, came to Houston, Texas, went to Texas Southern University, Thurgood Marshall School of Law, where I graduated a number two of my class. And promptly shelved the degree and the bar license and went into the FBI. So I was a special agent for the FBI, and I was out in LA for a while investigating cybercrime. So I, spent my time out there chasing down bad guys. They were doing bad things. Back then it was auction fraud. It was eBay was big and, all of those other things and intellectual property rights infringement cases and things like that. And then I took a collateral duty where I was the associate chief security officer and information security officer for the Los Angeles field office. And that entails a whole lot of different stuff. And that was the beginning of, I would say, my cybersecurity, information security career journey. And so physical security was an aspect of all of that stuff. But after leaving the bureau, I went into, had my first stint as an entrepreneur. And I was doing consulting, information security consulting for small organizations. Back then, it was HIPAA, and it was HIPAA compliance that was starting to apply to business associates. This was around 2009 or so. And, as I jokingly say, but not jokingly say, as an entrepreneur, I ran out of money and I had to go get a real job. And so I went and it started my corporate journey with GE Capital. I was the director of incident response for them. Then I stood up and ran Johnson & Johnson's Security Operations Center. There, after had a short stint at Comcast in a global CISO's office as a senior director. And then I said I was leaving corporate America for good. And I came back down to Dallas, and that law degree and that I figured out that I still had that license. I started my own cybersecurity and privacy law practice, and I was doing fine, doing some virtual CPOs, CISO, VCISO types of opportunities until COVID. I was servicing small and mid-sized organizations. Those small and mid-sized organizations could no longer pay my invoice. So I went back into corporate America, where I was the director of information security and privacy for a small therapeutic organization called Esperion. And I was doing a little bit of everything, you know, it was a startup. And then I stepped back out in 2022 and went full-time into minorities in cybersecurity. Currently, I am an attorney, and I practice exclusively out of a law firm here locally called FBFK. And we do cybersecurity and privacy work. Essentially, every aspect of cybersecurity and privacy, I've looked at it in from the technical perspective, from the law enforcement perspective, from the legal perspective, but it's all the same. And it is my passion. So.
Well, you sound passionate, and I kind of, you know, it's kind of funny because I look a lot in the past, you know, even when I talk about the future, about society, technology, and cybersecurity, I like to start from the past. You mentioned eBay, like you were mentioning the, I don't know, the pyramids, the Egyptians. And I'm like, it's not that long ago, but time goes so fast in this industry that it sounded like that.
Yeah.
But there is a thing, and the reason why I'm making this observation is because there is one thing that is still recurring, and this is since even when Sean and I started ITSP Magazine in 2015, there was this thing about the gap in cybersecurity, the minority, the inclusion, diversity. It was one of the first episodes that we recorded about mm-hmm. this. So why is this still fashionable?
What, the diversity or the lack of diversity?
And I'm being sarcastic, of course. The diversity and inclusion, but also the gap.
Well, okay, so that gets into why I started Minorities in Cybersecurity. So again, I had this long corporate career, and then I've been a speaker on the speaking circuit since 2009, thereabouts or so. And what would happen really was I would get out there on stage and individuals would come up to me afterwards and wanting me to be their mentor. So by the time 2019 rolled around, I had massed upwards of 30 to 40 people that I was individually mentoring. And what I found was that they didn't have any issues in regards to their technical capability. They had problems with unconscious bias, not being treated fairly, all the other things. And so I founded Minorities in Cybersecurity. At its core, we are a leadership development organization, and we're broken down into four individual groups. We have our aspirers, which are those that are looking to get into cybersecurity. We have our builders, which are those that are in their first role and looking to build out their subject matter expertise. We have our communicators, those that are making the jump from individual contributor to people leader. And then we have our directors, who are director level talent, and then trying to get to the C level, ultimately to boards of directors. So we have leadership development opportunities for each one of those groups of folks. The builders, the aspirer sessions are on our YouTube channel. The builders, there's a 5-month course that they take. And then there's the communicators, there's a 6-month course that they take. So essentially, we are a fundamentally leadership development. And that was what was missing. When I was a mentor, I was leading people and telling them how to deal with these challenges that they're facing in their career. And I think getting back to your original question, Marco, why is this still a problem? I mean, we could tackle the lack of diversity in cybersecurity from multiple different angles. I mean, essentially, the cybersecurity profession, information security profession, is a child of IT, right? And so you have a lot of individuals that are in the space that may not know how to lead minority individuals. Oftentimes in corporate environments, as a senior director, as an executive, I entered into my career in corporate as an executive, I was often the only one in the room, right? Mm-hmm. And still the only one that my boss had ever, you know, had to manage, right? And so we're losing core capabilities in wanting to, you know, build up diverse teams. And so the challenge is people hire people that they're comfortable with. If you have a product of IT, which is predominantly white male, you have a white male that's in a leadership capacity, he's hiring people that look and think like him. And that ends up to be because, you know, whatever that may be, underrepresented groups. And when I say minorities, I'm not just talking about women. I'm not just talking about people of color. I'm talking about neurodiverse. I'm talking about mm-hmm. LGBTQIA. I'm talking about all the diversity, different thinking people that don't look like some, you know, a heterosexual white male. That's essentially what we're talking about here. So that's why I found it, Mike. And those are the types of things we do. We're giving them that leadership ability to be able to navigate these spaces.
Yeah, I really appreciate the structure of the organization in that it's not just bringing people in and giving them that first step, but helping them grow and expand and succeed and give back, right, and lead and hopefully bring others in as well. Absolutely. And so thank you for sharing all of that. And I'm curious how much of that and what you just described in terms of some of the challenges kind of lines up with the conference that you've put together.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah. So our conference is here in Dallas, Texas for March 24th through 28th. And the content itself is about corporate survival skills. So the theme of the conference is showing up. Right. Because oftentimes we, you know, even as underrepresented groups, we don't feel comfortable at times in other spaces. We have created a safe and inclusive space for everyone to feel comfortable and confident. And it's a family type of environment. You can go up to somebody and chat with them. And, you know, and then the topics that we talk about are things based on our aspirers, builders, communicators, directors. We have different workshops or different talks depending upon where they are in their career. So breaking into cybersecurity is an aspirer's conversation. You know, leading diverse cultures, that's an executive, that's a director level conversation. So we broke down our organization, our content for the conference is broken down into how our membership structure that we have. So I think that, you know, I'm still heavily involved with curating the content. So usually, you know, these particular sessions, the thoughts that come up out of these sessions were a brainstorm of, you know, of ideas that I had that I really want to explore with our individual members and folks that are in the audience. Yeah, you know, so excitingly, what we're bringing to the community with these ideas, and even with our last day of workshops, we even have a financial planning workshop, because essentially a lot of underrepresented groups are not used to dealing with having a six-figure salary. So we want to make sure that we are giving everyone in the community what they need to build wealth, not just build a career. So we are focusing really on holistically developing underrepresented talent.
Very cool. Very cool. And let's get into what people can expect. We started by saying that Sean was seeing the Melanie and few other friends of our community are going to be there. So give us some of the highlights.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So, you know, we have the first day, we have several different panels that, you know, we're going to be discussing all different types of topics. I think The Melanie, of course, is a member of the Minorities in Cybersecurity Board of Directors. So she gets to do double duty. She's interviewing. We're talking about crisis management, of course, with me being an attorney and another attorney on the space and her having a communications company. She's also going to be interviewing Joe Sullivan. Joe Sullivan will be the closing keynote at our conference. And what we do really, I like to get our leaders that go through our programs. I call this their graduation ceremony because they actually have to be able to talk, right? And so what I really do with the other panels is I bring in individuals that have been graduates of one of our programs and put them on stage. It's a safe space, right? And that gives them an opportunity and gives them the confidence that they need. So we don't have a lot of superstars, so to speak, outside of the folks that you know, may know. I mean, that we do have Bloomberg is a great sponsor. MassMutual is going to be in the house as well as a platinum sponsor. But we really try to pull those individuals that may not have an opportunity elsewhere at other conferences to speak and get them on stage.
Love it.
Yeah. Rising stars in the making.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mike. And yeah, I think that the topics are pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot about personal branding and it looks like being comfortable and how to present yourself comfortably so others are comfortable with you. I think there's some of that in there. There's about the role and how to embrace the role and be successful in the role and advance in the career.
Mm-hmm. And developing confidence. Yep. And that is also very important.
Yep.
You know, and with our theme of showing up, how you show up as an executive, at even as a person in corporate America, you know, we have all of these individual topics that are meant to guide our leaders through, right? And we even have these, and what we did last year, and it's a theme now, and I have to think about it. So last year we had the closing keynote was Black of female leadership. In what that looks like. And then the morning keynote was Black male leadership and what that looks like. And this year, the closing panel on the first day is Gen X perspective on leadership. And then the opening keynote is millennials' views on leadership. And so trying to, again, bring in diversity and understanding from the boomers all the way to, you know, Gen X, Y, Z, Alpha, you know, those different personalities, bringing them into the space to share with, you know, we can learn from everybody. So
we sure can. And we're going to take a break right here. We'll be right back.
Commercial break.
You know, go ahead, Sean, explain why it is that Mary is now in a no virtual background because of Google or...
Well, listen, the reality of life is we've become reliant upon technology, and it's just like humans, right? Built by humans, just like humans, it has flaws. And there we go. We've encountered some browser issues that prevent you from putting your background back on. But anyway,
I'm back from
we love the background. More importantly, we love you and what you're doing with this conference. I want to, as we wrap here, though, I want to point out something, and this is what really, really struck me, which prompted me to reach out to Melanie. Yes, there's a lot of this growth and being strong and bringing people together to advance the role and the individual in the role as a group. But you also talk about actual things that they have to do. Right. And so that I have two follow-up conversations. You're going to be on one of those with Melanie and Sean Tuma. You mentioned it earlier about crisis management, looking at strategies when communicating with multiple stakeholders is a thing. And so that's something real that people in this role have to do. So let's prepare them for that. And the other is with Denitra Latrice, Dwan Jones, and Corey Kirkendall, looking at what executive leaders can do to change their company's culture. So this is an active role in how they participate. But again, this is an everyday thing. It's not just about them and their particular growth. It's about helping the organization succeed as a part of that good thing that they're working on. So I don't know. Can you share any thoughts on that? How that became part of the program?
Well, you know, I call it diversity in depth, right? You know, you have the defense in depth concept that many practitioners are understand. There, it takes a multitude, takes a village, right? And it takes a multitude of areas, just similar as I described my journey into the profession, looking at it from different lenses. It's the same concept where their leaders need to understand, or minority leaders, underrepresented leaders need to understand what may be holding them up, but also companies need to understand that what may be holding them back in regards to retention. So it's just looking at it from multitude of areas, trying to provide activities that can be performed by the talent as well as the companies to make it a little bit more easier to retain, not only attract, but retain and promote minority leaders.
Yeah. And I have to say that I really love the idea of the two panel, one with Gen X and one with Gen Z.
Super cool.
Probably guess which one I will be part of. Because that's the thing, like you get into corporate and it's a cultural difference that may seems like we forget about it sometimes. And it affects everything. It trickles down because that's how you get into that. Mm-hmm. So I love that one. To end, how about a call to action from you? Are you looking for people to show up? Or I know that there is a membership benefits to be part of the organization. So this is like your time
is this you're going to give me my sales pitch.
Make the sales pitch. You got it. It's all yours. The mic is yours.
The mic is mine. That's right. Well, it really is about showing up and that the theme of the conference is there are rooms that you need to be in as professionals that open other doors, right? There are doors behind in these rooms, and you can't get where you want to go in life if you don't know how to even walk through the door. So the call to action, of course, is to come on down to Dallas and hang out with us. Registration, we still have some tickets left. Come on down and join us. You can also become a member of Minorities in Cybersecurity to support our efforts and our organization. We didn't really get into our subsidiary and the apprentices that we have or anything like that. Maybe a different podcast episode. But all that to be said, it's just about showing up and creating opportunities for those that may not have an opportunity otherwise.
Very cool.
Fantastic. So we'll of course include links to the organization, the conference, and the other conversations that we have with Melanie and Duan and the others. And I don't know, I'm going to take the time now to invite you back to join me as an attorney to talk about cyber.
Oh yeah.
I want to have that conversation with you.
Yes, sir. We can definitely get that on the books. I would love to.
We'll do that after you catch your breath from the conference, but people can expect that back because I'm inviting you now, and I invite everybody listening to join Mary in Dallas in March and join the org and show up. And we're all relying on you all to succeed and protect us, right? That's the ultimate goal. So thank you, Mary. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Marco. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Lots more of On Location here on ITSP Magazine with Sean and Marco coming to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Sean and Marco's On Location event coverage conversations. Please take a moment to give the show a good rating and leave a comment. Remember to share this podcast with your friends, family, and colleagues. Come back for more conversations and follow Sean Martin and Marco Cappelli as they continue their journey toward redefining cybersecurity and society. Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSP Mag 24.